Barack Obama will have a television audience, on some channels anyway, but other people in Boston are desperately trying to be heard. Some of them gave an earful to NPR commentator John Ridley.
Under a partially demolished freeway ramp, boxed in by more barbed wire than in the Iraqi Green Zone, is the convention's official protest area, which corrals people so left of center, apparently even the Massachusetts liberals don't want them stinking up the party.
I'm with Lyndon H. LaRouche Jr. with the Democratic Party, based on the FDR tradition.
Now, my man Roman here was representing a very bold agenda opposite every other candidate in the history of our great nation.
I would say the education as a whole has made people dumber. The whole education is dumbing people down today.
So education is our enemy. It's kind of like freedom and slavery?
No, not at all, not at all. It's like, for example, you have a cultural paradigm shift. Education today is based on certain axioms and postulates, self-evident beliefs, even if you go right down to Euclidean geometry.
Roman was doing the near impossible and making my head hurt without the use of alcohol. Now, despite my skepticism, his support of LaRouche was unwavering.
Take for Kucinich, for example. We have more contributors than and contributions than Kucinich right now.
I got more contributors than Kucinich. You know what I'm saying?
A young patriot named Nicole caught my eye as she passed out bright red stickers along with an earnest message.
Talking about the women's right to choose.
Women's right to choose? Is it being eroded at this point?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, think about the day after pill.
Yeah.
You
morning
know?
After pill.
Morning
they
after.
Go. The day after, it's a little bit too late, but the next morning, it's okay.
You know.
Yeah.
Kids. But her heart was in the right place. Inside the Fleet Center, democracy was in action. But even among a gathering of equals, some were less equal than others. Delegates from Massachusetts and North Carolina got planted front and center with reps from the battleground states on prominent display. But if you looked real hard, way off to the side, way up in the bleachers, you could find seats reserved for America's territories. Janice Belazny did some conspiriology as to why American Samoa couldn't get better real estate inside the Fleet Center.
I guess if we dressed differently, maybe.
What's
a little costuming would have gotten us there, maybe.
The real reason's not quite as humorous. The territories might be part of America, but they don't have the same voting rights as the rest of the country, even though they shoulder the same responsibilities. This is Delegate Ruben Teola.
See, American Samoa, right now the population is about 70,000, and they already sent to Iraq, 45 men and women.
Island hopping over to Guam, actually just two rows over, the feeling among the delegates was pretty much the same.
We vote here in the convention, but we can't vote for the President of the United States.
Representative Madeline Berdalio. Delegate Tyrone Tatino had his own theory as to why the government doesn't give the territories their propers.
Part of the problem is we don't have any oil and we're not bombing anybody.
You got to have something that we want.
Under the Constitution, the U.S. owns Guam. They could sell us back to Spain if they want.
The gripe was pretty much the same from delegates from the Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, and even Washington, D.C., where they didn't have representation or couldn't vote for president, and in some cases, both.
All the debates we had during the primary will continue after the election. But we have some business to do in the meantime, and that is we're going to elect John Kerry.
But take solace, my territorial friends. You're not the only ones wondering if you've still got a voice.
Hollywood writer and director John Ridley is covering the conventions for Morning Edition. He's the author of The Drift and A Conversation with the Man.